closed in little sections for putting those until she got ready to wash them.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the place where you might throw dirty clothes?
She called it a clothes bin. See, mm-hmm. And she would always throw everything in there. Mm-hmm. And in the kitchen, they had a section cut off a stone, you fool, called a pantry. Mm-hmm. It had shelves and then all the stuff that they had put up for that year. And plus, my daddy, some of his wine that he couldn't bury, he'd have it stuck around in there too, you know. Mm-hmm. And
I guess that was during Prohibition.
In the country, the man, and they always made wine. It ain't nobody Prohibition, but those kill cousins on that moonshine deal, they knew about it.
Yeah.
Because the men was always after them, see.
Uh-huh.
But, and then, on, and so I want to tell you, now, on this living room deal, now, our heating system was a fireplace, one half of it facing in the living room, the other half in the dining room.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the fireplace, just in detail, everything about it?
Well, it was built in a corner, like, on an angle.
Mm-hmm.
And out of regular old red brick, and mm-hmm. They would have to set your logs on. You had other about two bricks down there, see,
mm-hmm.
That they would use, like these people use iron now. They put, we had two bricks, and you would set your logs on it, and then put your little fat wood, of which they calling it at that time lighted,
mm-hmm.
And that was. Say pine that was fat, and they you would find a place of that, and you cut it up, and that was your starting wood.
Mm-hmm.
And it went up, and it had a mantle, mm-hmm. On top, on each side, it had a mantle, and then it wasn't covered up. I mean, this chimney wasn't covered up, and it was straight on up out the roof.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a stone area in front of the fireplace?
Mm-mm. You got burned up straight out. Nothing was done. Oh, you mean the little hearth that come out in front? Yeah, they had one. It was one of those that come out about, I guess about 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
They had about 2 feet out there. Mm-hmm. Of course, from some of that woods you was burning, man, those sparks fly further than that. You would always find those little burnt spots, you know, on the floor and everything. You get ready to mop or clean up the floor. Because there wasn't no rugs, it was straight pine floor.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see where them little sparks had flew out there and made little burnt marks all around on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have to clean the chimney very much?
Very seldom. They would, we would have to do it. See, a lot of times my dad would do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we never mm-hmm. did fool with it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he figured we might knock it down. He knew how he put it up there, so he probably didn't want us knocking the whole thing down.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have to clean out the fireplace area where...
Yeah, always.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you haul all the ashes out, and we had certain place out on the other side of the yard where we dumped them and everything, yeah. Mm-hmm. Clean everything out. But usually that'd be done, you know, you just start a fire in the morning, see, for whoever get up first in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Start a fire in the morning, see. And it would stay in there until up in the day. And a lot of times it would be, if it was real cold, it'd be a long time before that thing would be cleaned out, man.
Mm-hmm.
All them heated ashes stay in there with the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
We
made our own charcoal.
Uh-huh. How did you do that?
You get you some pine logs about, say, 6 inches in diameter, and you you would take about 10 at the bottom, and you keep making a frame till you made like an A-frame over a house.
Uh-huh.
And underneath that, you would have you some wood that they would start, you know, burn until they catch.
Mm-hmm.
And you would take sod.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the regular sod off from around it, the grass and thing, cut it about that deep, about 4 or 5 inches deep. Turn it bottom side up or so, just the sand, you know, and you cover it up like that, and you let it sit out there and burn. Until it caves in. A lot of time it'll start caving in certain places before the charcoal will melt. But you start that fire on there, man, and let it burn for a certain length of time.
Mm-hmm.
and you got some free charcoal in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't let it, you know, if some of the sod fall off or get loose and it start burning out, you have to, you know, go back and cover it up. Make sure it's covered up all the time. And just most of that smoke and everything is coming out.
Mm-hmm. How deep would you bury it? Just a couple of feet?
No, you lay it on top of the ground. You wouldn't bury it.
Oh.
You start it on top of the ground, just like you would go out there, you lay a log here, and then you go start here.